Page 69. Listen for details. Exercise E. Now listen to part 2 of the lecture and answer the questions. Part 2.
Much instinctual social behavior can be seen in the animals humans interact with regularly, including household pets. For example, parrots are very social birds whose instincts drive them to live in flocks. In addition to the protection that a flock provides, birds in a flock interact with each other socially and clean each other. When a parrot is singled out to be a pet in someone's home, they begin to treat their owners as part of their flock, making them the object of their attention and affection. Let's turn now to the difference between instinctual behavior and learned behavior. Learned behavior, as opposed to instinct, is behavior that an animal has to learn through experience. In nature, young animals learn from observing older animals and through experimentation. For example, for wolves, hunting in packs comes from instinct, but they also use their intelligence to learn to hunt more successfully. They learn from experience that some techniques work better than others. And, of course, we see this in animals that are trained by humans. For example, a dog obeys its owner's command to sit or come because it learns that when it does what the owner commands, it gets a reward, such as food or affection. And because it's a dog's instinct to be part of a pack, dogs crave social interaction with the humans closest to them. Interestingly, whether a dog's instinct is to be dominant or not can affect its training. It can be difficult to put up with a dominant dog. So a more dominant dog requires its human owner to establish his or her own dominance over the dog, to show that the human is the one in charge, in order for the training to be successful. That's all the time we have today. We'll continue tomorrow with more on learned behavior in reptiles and amphibians.